Mexico's president says his country won't play a major role solving the fentanyl crisis in the U.S., where tens of thousands of people die from the drug every year. President Andrés Manuel López Obrador is also outraged by a Republican proposal to have the U.S. military target drug cartels inside Mexico. This comes as the diplomatic and political fight over fentanyl overdose deaths continues to escalate. NPR addiction correspondent Brian Mann is following the story. And Brian, tell us more about what López Obrador said and why now.
Well, the last couple of days, Ari, a growing number of Republican lawmakers have been calling for some kind of American military presence, boots on the ground in Mexico, to help target drug cartels that make and smuggle fentanyl. So at a press conference yesterday, Mexican President López Obrador laid down a fierce line in the sand. He pointed out that money and guns from the U.S. are empowering these cartels. He said a U.S. military presence in Mexico would represent an attack on Mexican sovereignty. And he then said that fentanyl is a problem for Americans to solve.
¿Por qué no atienden a sus jóvenes? ¿Por qué no atienden su problema grave de...
Why don't the Americans take care of their children, López Obrador said. Why don't they take care of their big problem, which he then described as social decay?
He also disputed whether the fentanyl that is killing Americans is really coming from Mexico. Fact check that for us.
Yeah, this was startling, and it shows just how far apart Mexico and the U.S. are on this. It's absolutely certain that Mexican drug cartels are feeding the fentanyl crisis. Drug seizures exploded on the southern border last year, and there's no sign it's letting up. Just before López Obrador made these comments, the U.S. ambassador to Mexico, Ken Salazar, tweeted that the two countries, and I'm quoting here, must coordinate efforts against illicit fentanyl. But Mexican officials have actually been moving the opposite direction, scaling back cooperation on the drug fight.
So Republicans in the U.S. are pushing a much tougher stance toward Mexico. What exactly do they want?
Well, they want a lot more action. I spoke about this with Florida Senator Rick Scott today, and he was furious.
Clearly, the president of Mexico doesn't care that 70,000 people died of fentanyl overdose in America last year. He's allowed his border be controlled by the cartels, and he doesn't care.
So, Brian, tell us about the realities on the ground. If Mexico did join the fight against fentanyl trafficking, even then, could it be stopped?
Well, the policy experts I talked to, Ari, and even many law enforcement officials speaking on background are skeptical about that. Remember, this is a huge, porous border. Fentanyl comes in through legal ports of entry hidden among the 70 million or so cars and trucks that transit the border every year. So interdiction is incredibly hard. But with these fentanyl deaths surging, there's pressure in Washington to do something, something big, even if it means disrupting relations with Mexico. Here again is Senator Scott.
They're killing our kids. So if that means we do less trade with Mexico, we'll do less trade with Mexico. If that means we need to buy fewer Mexican goods, I'm all in for that.
But most experts also tell me, Ari, that the Mexican government lacks the firepower and the will to fight the cartels, and there's a lot of corruption. That was highlighted just last month when the U.S. prosecuted a former top Mexican official who was a drug war partner that the U.S. trusted for years. Turned out he was working for the cartels. So even before President López Obrador made these comments this week, there just wasn't much evidence that Mexico is likely to take on fentanyl traffickers.
That's NPR addiction correspondent Brian Mann. Thank you for your reporting.
Thanks.